Your agent just made 300 queries in the last 10 seconds, and you didn't even notice. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 224. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're talking about why agents are making vector search way more complex, not simpler, like everyone predicted.
Yeah, there was this whole narrative that million-token context windows would just absorb the retrieval problem. Turns out, production reality is running the complete opposite direction.
Right, and this isn't theoretical anymore. Qdrant just raised $50 million and shipped version 1.117 specifically to handle what their CEO calls the agent retrieval explosion. Boone, what's actually happening here?
So the core insight is query volume and pattern complexity. Humans make maybe a few queries every few minutes. Agents are hitting hundreds or thousands of queries per second just to gather information for a single decision.
That's wild.
And it's not just volume. These aren't simple lookups anymore. You've got query expansion, where one prompt fans out into multiple parallel searches, multi-stage re-ranking, constant parallel tool calls. That's a completely different infrastructure problem.
Okay, but wait. I keep hearing that extended context windows and agentic memory solve this. Why isn't that working?
Because context windows manage conversation state, not enterprise search. You've still got millions of documents that change continuously, proprietary data the model was never trained on, and you need high recall search across all of it.
And when you miss a result at that scale, it's not just slower response time.
Exactly. It's a decision quality problem that compounds across every retrieval pass in a single agent turn. Miss the right document, and your agent makes the wrong call entirely.
So what breaks first when you try to run this on general-purpose databases?
Three specific failure modes. First is write load degradation. New data sits in unoptimized segments before indexing catches up, so searches over fresh data get slower and less accurate precisely when current information matters most.
That's brutal timing.
Second is distributed latency amplification. One slow replica pushes delay across every parallel tool call in an agent turn. Humans absorb that as minor inconvenience, but autonomous agents can't.
And the third?
Scale-dependent quality degradation. At document scale, relevance scoring needs constant tuning, but most databases treat vectors as just another data type without the search-specific optimizations.
This is why Qdrant's CEO doesn't want to be called a vector database anymore, right?
Yeah. Andre Zayarny's argument is that nearly every major database supports vectors now, so the data type is table stakes. What's specialized is retrieval quality at production scale.
Makes sense. So what did they actually ship in 1.17 to address this?
Three targeted fixes. Relevance feedback queries that adjust similarity scoring on the next retrieval pass using lightweight model-generated signals without retraining the embedding model.
Smart. That's real-time learning.
Delayed fanout that queries a second replica when the first exceeds a configurable latency threshold. And cluster-wide telemetry that gives you a single view across the entire distributed setup instead of node-by-node troubleshooting.
Okay, but let's get concrete. Who's actually hitting these limits in production?
Glassdoor is a good example. They help enterprises like Siemens evaluate startups by running semantic search across millions of companies. Single prompt fans out into multiple parallel queries from different angles, then combines and re-ranks results.
That's pure agentic retrieval.
Right, and they migrated from Elasticsearch as they scaled toward 10 million indexed documents. After moving to Qdrant, they cut infrastructure costs by 40% and saw 3x increase in user engagement.
Wait, better performance and lower costs? That's the dream. They also dropped a keyword compensation layer they'd been maintaining to offset Elasticsearch's relevance gaps. Their head of product told VentureBeat that recall is how they measure success. If the best companies aren't in results, users lose trust. That's the product reality check. What about the other case study? NAI builds infrastructure for patent litigation. Their agent Andy runs semantic search across 100